What is the Professional Car Society?
We are an international organization of people who are dedicated to the restoration, preservation, and maintenance of classic funeral, rescue, and livery vehicles, which loosely translated are hearses, ambulances, and limousines.
How many members do you have?
We have approximately 1,000 members in the United States, Canada, and worldwide.
What is the appeal of vintage professional cars?
Well, that they're unique. Each car was built, custom built, with hands-on craftsmanship. And so if you look at the classic models, you'd be hard-pressed to see two that are exactly alike because they were built to specification. And not only that, but people don't often understand how the cars were built, and so they're intrigued to see them and to learn more about them.
Now, what years are we talking about? Is there a specific time period that you focus on?
Our society acknowledges vehicles from the horse-drawn era all the way up to modern, although the caveat to that is we emphasize more on modern funeral vehicles. The last Cadillac chassis ambulance was built in 1979, and so our society, while we do recognize older light truck and suburban-type ambulances, we haven't really progressed into including the new, like the modern diesel modular-type ambulances. So we're mostly the older, I would say, 70s, late 70s and before are kind of our main emphasis.
Now, I know you're a funeral director, so I'm guessing your focus is on hearses and that, in that profession. How did you become interested in this field?
Well, that's a good question, and it's a little bit ironic because, yes, I'm a second-generation funeral director. I grew up around the profession back in the 70s. We lived above the funeral home. And my dad also, in addition to being the community funeral director, he also worked with the local ambulance service. Back in those days, the ambulances were Cadillacs. And so as a young child, when everybody starts developing interests in things, whether it be cars or airplanes or trains or what have you, I just developed a special interest in the hearses and the ambulances. And of course, then when I was old enough, I got put to work by washing them and taking care of them and so forth. But growing up around them, that really cultivated my interest. And then when I was old enough, I got to ride along occasionally on ambulance transfers. I got to go like to the fair, to the rodeos and demolition derbies. We got to ride in the ambulance for standby. And then, of course, the hearses for funerals. I got to ride in those and then drive them when I was old enough to. So that's pretty much how my interest got cultivated. So it's really a sentimental type interest, having worked with my dad.
How many do you own?
We own six. We have a fleet of straight hearses, combination cars, which can be used either for funeral or ambulance service, and then the straight Cadillac high-top ambulance.
Now, you and your fellow club members are going to be in Lebanon, Missouri tomorrow. Tell me about the International Meet.
Well, the International Meet is held annually in a different part of the country. For example, back in 2014, my wife Kim and I hosted it in Rochester, Minnesota. This year, Kenneth Howe, owner of Holman Howe Funeral Home in Lebanon, Missouri, his wife Valerie and their staff are hosting the meet here, which is, interestingly enough, their third time doing so. They hosted us back in 2001 and before that in 1992. And then next year we'll be going on to Detroit, Michigan. So by moving the meet around the country every year and sometimes to Canada, it allows people from different areas to participate who might not otherwise if the meet was in a same location every year. Tomorrow, Saturday, here in Lebanon, is our big car show day, and the car show will be held in the Civic Center and in air-conditioned comfort. Sometimes our car shows take place out in the parking lots, but this year, Mr. Howe has arranged for us to be inside air-conditioned comfort, and we invite the public to come and look at the cars, ask questions and learn more about our group.
All right. That was going to be my next question. So anybody can attend.
Anybody can attend. Absolutely.
And people are coming from all over for this, it sounds like.
That's correct. We have members from Canada. We have members from all different parts of the United States who have come this year and who typically come every year.
Is there an admission fee for people who just want to go and look at the cars?
No, there isn't. We've always been very open about that from the standpoint that we want people, first and foremost, to come see the cars and to learn about them. But what separates the Professional Car Society from perhaps other clubs that may be perceived as similar to it is that not only do we collect and display cars, but we're very focused on the history, not only of each individual car, but also of the funeral and ambulance service professions, as well as the limousine livery industry as well.
Sounds really interesting. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who appreciate history and would like to learn more. So what are the hours for the event for those who'd like to go?
The show runs tomorrow at the Civic Center from 10 until 3.
If anybody wants more information about the Professional Car Society, where can they find it?
They can go online to our official website, which is theprofessionalcarsociety.org. So it's kind of a long one, but it's theprofessionalcarsociety.org, and that will bring them to our website, which has a myriad of information about the society. It has pictures. It even has a link on there from a story that Motor Week magazine did on us last year in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate you talking to me.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much for your time and for your interest in our group.